These sequences are really funny. You get the 51st gate, you get the 51st step, you're there to go out and exploit the world. Take advantage of everything. Go out there and explore. Go get it. And the next step, sit still, don't move. I mean, I love the way the gods work, eh? With one hand they say, now all you go out there, and then all of a sudden they say, okay, now sit down and focus. What do you have? You see, we get to a point where the age of exploration, it was very easy for us to conquer the world. And when I say that, I mean in the sense of organized structures, civilizations, societies, for us to be able to take over the entire planet. It's a very, very quick process. You know, it took a matter of hundreds of years, and all of a sudden the world was known to everybody, or at least those that have had access to that kind of information field. The moment you come to the 52nd step, keeping still mountain, what I've often called the Buddha gate, you know, sitting under the fig tree, you know, musing about the nature of the world, you know, being able to sit still is a great gift. Ultimately, there is no true mastery until there's that capacity to sit still. And again, the capacity to sit still is inherent on whether a society is successful or not. You can't afford to have people sit still and be focused. You know, if there are demands on them that mean that they have to break their focus, that they got to go out into the world, that they have to get their daily bread, that they have to do all of those things. And again, it's a process of seeing the sophistication of our civilization. You know, the more organized we are, the more free time, quote unquote, we have. And of course, you eventually get to the point where you have basically parasitic beings in any society that can live off the largesse, can live off the wealth of that society, have patrons, and be allowed to spend their lives sitting still, musing. You know, how many camels can fit on the head of a pin? Give me a break. However, you know, in order to really think about that, you really got to sit on your ass a long time. It's also a different way of life. In other words, that the whole capacity to be able to sit still and to be able to find the energy for focus means that there's greater and greater depth being added to the human consciousness, to human intellectuality. Remember, the real explosion is the moment we get to a point where more than just those that are at the very top of the hierarchy get access to information. You know, we've had many revolutions in our recent histories, whether that's Gutenberg's Bible or it's the Reformation or all of these things that were going to bring individual aspects of the totality as information to people. And of course, that comes out of having time to sit still. I mean, think about this just in a simple way. That for hundreds of thousands of years, human beings never read anything. I mean, think about that. They never read anything. And the fact of the matter is that in order for news to travel, it would take months, weeks, whatever. And that nobody had communal sources of information other than big, huge stelae that were standing somewhere, or walls that are carved with stories that people could come as pilgrimages to see. So this sitting still is very, very important for us because this is a stage that provides us with those beings thematically who are going to be able to focus and concentrate and make sure that the nature of the flow, where it leads to, that true leadership, which is its expression in the throat, finally is revealed. In other words, sit still, focus and concentrate. We're going to understand our world better, and we're going to be better equipped to be able to lead it.